Hi. Today we're going to talk about dynamic data masking feature in Azure SQL Database. Dynamic data masking feature has been released with SQL Server 2016, and today we're going to use the Azure portal to configure dynamic data masking for existing SQL databases on Azure. This is Mustafa Zoghbi. I'm a senior technical evangelist at Microsoft. This is my Twitter handle, at Mustafa Zoghbi. The first thing that we need to cover here is the dynamic data masking definition. Dynamic data masking, or DDM, is a technology that aims at real-time data masking of production data. So the data without any change, the way how it's being stored, will be masked on the fly when the application is requesting the data from a database management system in SQL. This feature is available in SQL Server 2016, either through the SQL Server virtual machine or when you provision a SQL Server database on Azure. So what's the need of the dynamic data masking security feature in SQL Server? First, if you want to limit sensitive data, if you have any columns within your table that have personal identification information that you don't want this information to be exposed to your developers, or you want to limit the exposure of sensitive data to meet industry compliance policies, or you have a security policy that limits certain type of users of viewing certain types of data or columns within your tables. And therefore, if you want to do an integrated development lifecycle where the developer can test his code or the latest build on a production database, and you don't want the developer to be able to see the sensitive information, in this case, you need to enable the dynamic data masking security feature, and therefore, you are not violating any compliance policy within your organization. Here is an example how the dynamic data masking feature works. We have an application that basically requesting data from Azure database. And we enable the dynamic data masking feature, the DDM, on this column, credit card number. So when the application goes ahead and requests the data, the dynamic data masking feature on the fly masks the data before retrieving it back to the application. So it's basically on the fly masking for the sensitive information. And you can do this for any number of tables, for any number of fields within your database. Now we have a demo how to apply dynamic data masking on a SQL Server database on Azure. We're going to switch back to the portal. So we will go to our SQL databases. We're going to select our database that we already have. And then you will see here dynamic data masking feature. So we're going to go ahead and click on dynamic data masking feature. And here you will see all the column that we have, all the tables will be populated, and you can select which mask you want to apply for the existing or the selected database. So you will see here that in our database, we have two columns within the customer table. And if you have multiple tables, you will see all the tables with the columns that you can apply the mask for. So here we have an email and we have the phone number where you can apply a mask for each one of this on the customer table. So we will go ahead and apply a mask for the email column within the customer table. So we'll go ahead and click on add mask. So you will see once you click on add, the masking rules have been updated and the email has been basically added to the masking rules table. And therefore, you can, if you want to see the details or you want to change basically the assigned mask, which is the email mask, to the selected table, you can go ahead and click on the DB customer email. And then you can change the applied format for the mask column. So you will see here out of the box that the preview portal basically has different features. One is default value mask, there's a credit card, there's a social security, there's an email, number, and customer. And if you see here, custom string as well, but you will see here that the portal has automatically selected the email because the column name has email in it. And that's one of the really cool features. So you didn't need really, if it has a social security number or email, basically the portal will pick the basically the closest mask that works based on the field name. But here you can basically feel free to change the mask, and once you click, make sure that you hit save. At the same time, you can delete the mask. So once you click the delete the mask, so you will see here that the masking roles list is empty, and basically the email column has returned back to the recommended fields to mask. And let's go ahead, we'll do it again, add mask. So you will see the email mask has been applied. Once you are done adding masks or removing masks within your table, you have to make sure that you hit save to make sure that you are applying and saving the dynamic data masking settings that you have recently changed. So, and then you're gonna see a pop-up. You will see a pop-up here, success, which successfully saved dynamic data masking settings, and you will hit okay. And here you will see the notification window says the dynamic data masking has been applied. Then let's go ahead and connect to our database to make sure what happened to our data after we apply the dynamic data masking feature. So I'm gonna go ahead and connect to my SQL Server database that I created, open databases. I have DDM demo database, which has the customer table, and I'm gonna write select statement to see how the data is gonna be masked on the fly. From, I'm gonna drag and drop the customer table, and I will click on execute. You will see here that the data has been masked, for the email field has been masked as we save the settings on the preview. So with no change to your application code, without changing to any layer within your application, you can secure any personal identification information, PII, or any sensitive information that you don't want your technical team or your developers to see, especially for production data that has very sensitive information in your organization. Once you enable it, save it in the portal, that the data will be masked on the fly for all your applications without changing any settings or any line of code within your application tiers. So the question now is, can we have certain users who are eligible to view the data unmasked while other view masked data only? So let's have this example. We have a user one who can view unmasked data, and we have user two who view masked data only. So we're gonna create a two SQL Server logins, user one and user two. One only view the unmasked data, and the second view the masked data only. So let's jump to a demo to how to exclude users from masked data. So let's jump to the portal. So we're gonna go to our homepage. Gonna go to SQL Server database to select the database that we are targeting, which is DDM demo. And then basically we're gonna go to the dynamic data masking preview. So once you go here, you're gonna see a little section within the dynamic data masking preview features that basically allow you to exclude certain users from the masked data. So in this case, I am excluding Mustafa as a user from the masked data. So any other user basically will see only the masked data. So for this purpose, I created Mustafa, which basically will be excluded from masking. And I already created a dev account that basically will see only the masked data. So let's go to SQL Server. First, I'm gonna connect to my database using Mustafa, who is basically excluded from the masked data. And then I will go to my database, to my table. And then I'm gonna write select asterisk from my table. and I'm gonna hit execute. So you will see here the data is unmasked for Mustafa. So you can see here Mustafa as a user. So let's go ahead and have another connection with the dev user. So I'm gonna connect to the dev user. So I have two separate connections, one with Mustafa, which basically is allowed to see the unmasked data. Dev basically is not allowed. So I'm gonna go, is not allowed basically to see the unmasked data. He's gonna only see the masked data. So I'm gonna go to my database, to my tables. I'm gonna have a new query and say select asterisk from customers, and I'm gonna hit execute. So you see here the dev account, because he's only allowed to see the masked data, he sees the email as masked, while Mustafa can't see the data as is. And what we did, very simple, we just put Mustafa as a SQL Server login here to be excluded from masking. So you can add any number of SQL Server users here, and therefore once you add this user and you hit save, basically you are excluding these users from masking data. Here are them resources if you want to read more about dynamic data masking feature in MSDN. Very useful article to know the details, the scripts to enable or disable, plus more information in depth about the filters, the fields that are available, and different types of scripts based on which build you are running on SQL Server. So if you have any questions, feel free to post on the Stack Overflow forums or MSDN forums, or contact me directly through my Twitter account at Mustafa Zogby, or my blog www.mustafazogby.com. Thank you so much for your time and watching the video. Feel free to drop any comments, or if you have any more questions about dynamic data masking feature. Thank you.